Detroit, who always has baseball on his mind. Hello, Stray. What's going on?
Hi. How you doing, gentlemen?
Good. What's up, Stray?
Hey, let me preface this with saying that, you know, listening to you guys all day long and even all night, I keep the radio on. It's like driving around with my best friends in the car. It's great to just hear baseball, and I chime in. You guys don't hear me when I talk, but I'm right there with you just chiming in. So I love you guys, and the station is the best.
Well, thanks, Stray.
What I bought some years back was when Tiger Stadium was closed, they had a freeway sign that actually had the Tiger Stadium and an arrow, and it said Tiger Stadium with the arrow and Rosa Parks Boulevard. It was 22 feet long, 6 feet high, and it was over 1,000 pounds. And we moved that from the state of Michigan that had owned it, and I bought it for $1,001, put it in my backyard, and we used it like it was the Green Monster in the backyard, and we turned the floodlights on at night, and we could play baseball, and the Green Monster shined out on the backyard.
Dude, that sounds like a good investment of $1,000, man. That's outstanding.
I turned around and sold it some years later for $2,800, so I made my money back plus some, and had the enjoyment of the Green Monster and some Tiger Stadium and Rosa Parks history in my backyard for a while. It was pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Jim, you have to understand, as big a baseball, and you know, we eat and sleep baseball. I may even more than you do, but Stray has like the most intense fantasy baseball league you've ever been a part of. I mean, how far? You guys are drafting high schoolers, aren't you? Guys who aren't even eligible for the draft in your league?
Yeah, we draft as deep as high school. Bryce Harper was taken before he was taken in the major league draft. And one of my all-time favorite picks that I made was I drafted Aroldis Chapman before he even pitched in the World Baseball Classic here in the States. So I drafted him in February. He pitched in the WBC in March, and then he defected that July to, I think it was Andorra.
God, right. Were you listening to us yesterday? Did you hear about the Henson kid, the kid out of Covina, California, hit the 515-foot home run?
Yeah, I saw the video of it. I mean, it's an aluminum bat and everything, but still, that's pretty impressive, a 500-foot home run. But don't talk too much about him because he's on my short draft list for this year.
You better put him on your list anyway.
What round did you have him graded in, Stray, for your draft?
I'll take a flyer on him in a 12th. See, in our league, you have to make it to the majors in 3 years, so the odds of a player like that making the majors are real tough in 3 years. But the great thing about it is if you get a player like that and you come out of it with the 12th-round draft pick in our league, that's the lowest draft pick there is, it's well worth it. So I would have taken a 12th-round flyer on him. I did that with Jameson Taillon before he was drafted, and I lost him this year to our draft, and he will actually probably go in the first 10 picks of our draft.
Sure.
Unbelievable. That's funny. I think, what is it, Midwest Baseball League is yours, right? StrayBaseball.com. Check it out. It's
yep. Thank you for giving awesome me a shout stuff out. I appreciate that.
No
Mike
problem, man. I just, I'm always, I get,
you'll
I get,
have all that prospect knowledge that you have, and we could get you to join up with us.
It's just too intense for me. I know you've been bugging me for years to get into it. I just don't think I can. I would probably wilt under the pressure.
Our top guy is prospect guru from the MLB Network. Jonathan Mayo is actually in our league.
Oh, is
so
it?
Everybody tries to shoot around Jonathan. You know, I mean, he's got the inside dirt, but everybody tries to outdo him.
Well, at least you beat him on Chapman. So Stray, it's good to talk to you, buddy. Happy New Year.
Take care, guys. Thank you.
Thanks.
You gotta check it out. StrayBaseball.com. His stuff is just like it. I mean, literally, this league is. and I hope Stray doesn't mind me saying this. He's a crazy person. This league is out of your mind. Like, unbelievable as to what they do. Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
What they have. Gary's in California at 866 MLB on XM. Hey, Gary, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you? Happy New Year to you.
Same to you.
I have a pretty unusual